Nolte, Dems consider dirty trick of overcharging Trump with multiple impeachment articles. By John Nolte on December 3, 2019. Desperate Democrats are looking to employ the prosecutorial dirty trick of overcharging President Trump with multiple articles of impeachment, reports the far-left Washington Post. What we have here, although the fake Washington Post will never say so, is Democrats once again playing politics with something as serious as impeaching a duly elected president, something as consequential as overturning a national election. If you recall, it was only a couple weeks ago that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, was caught falsely accusing Trump of bribery. Not because there is a speck of proof the president is guilty of bribery, but because it polls better for Democrats. In that same pathetic and un-American vein, here's the latest way in which Democrat leaders are looking to rig the impeachment process. House Democrats are debating whether to expand articles of impeachment to include charges beyond abuse of power in the Ukraine controversy, setting up a potential internal clash as the party races to impeach President Trump by Christmas time. And hidden by the Post, under 20 paragraphs, is the reasoning for this, which has nothing to do with facts of the case. Some moderates, however, see an advantage to multiple articles. According to three Democratic officials familiar with conversations who spoke on the condition of anonymity to talk freely, a few moderates have actually encouraged leadership to let them vote against some articles of impeachment on the House floor while backing others, a move that would allow centrists taking heat back home to show a degree of independence from their party's left flank in their leadership. And there you go. As you can clearly see, this entire impeachment hoax has zero to do with the law, zero to do with facts, and everything to do with polls and politics. It also makes clear just how worried a number of House Democrats are about the way in which this is playing out politically in their swing districts. So is it any wonder the fake newsers at the Post would hide the real story under a thousand words of propaganda? This is what shady prosecutors do when they don't have a case, when they don't believe they can win on the facts. They overcharge the defendant, hoping to win a plea bargain. Back in 1998, Republicans offered only two articles of impeachment against President Clinton. Even though the Senate would go on to acquit Clinton, a decision I agreed with at the time and still do, the reason the GOP went with only two was because they actually had the goods on Clinton. There is no question Clinton had committed perjury and obstructed justice. Clinton was guilty as hell. We had him on video committing perjury. And what he did to conceal his affair with Monica Lewinsky was a clear case of obstruction. It's just that no one believed you should overturn a presidential election for covering up a personal extramarital affair. The point, though, is that out of four possible articles of impeachment, including abuse of power, the GOP settled on two because they weren't doing what Democrats are doing today, which is to rig and manipulate the process, secret hearings, selective leaks, poll-tested crimes, etc. After Clinton was caught red-handed committing these crimes, the GOP did its duty. There were no secret hearings, and unlike Trump, Clinton enjoyed his full due process rights. In the end, the GOP impeached Clinton based only on the facts. Democrats are so desperate, they are looking at charging Trump with obstructing Congress. A ludicrous charge that ignores centuries of precedent backing the idea that one branch of government does not have power over the other. Can you imagine the mess that would be caused if all of a sudden one coequal branch of the government was suddenly more coequal than the others? Naturally, though, the same media that claims to want to protect norms is just hunky-dory with violating the hell out of this one. It is also corrupt. Anyway, because Pelosi knows she doesn't have the goods on Trump, she is hoping to cover that sad fact up with volume, with overcharging, with a rigged process that falsely claims look at all these crimes we have to impeach Trump with. But when you've got nothing, you do desperate things such as poll test the crimes, and rig up a look at all these crimes fig leaf to hide the fact that you've got nothing. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.